Well, good morning. What a wonderful morning. What a wonderful fall day it is. And what a great time to have a Mockingbird conference here at St. Thomas with just a wonderful day. My name is David Browder. I am the rector of St. Thomas Episcopal Church and School. In behalf of all of the staff and faculty and students and parishioners of St. Thomas, I would just like to extend a warm, warm welcome. Come and introduce yourself to me, and I'd love to get to know you a bit. Well, I'm teaching through Romans in our Sunday school on Sundays, and one of the things that struck me as I was reading through Romans 4, and of course everybody here is familiar with Romans 4 if you're a Mockingbird aficionado. Romans 4:4. Looking through this, and let me read it to you, and then I'm going to talk about it just a bit. Now, to the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but his due. Now, wages. What is St. Paul talking about with wages? Wages is something, a person is gathering something that is due to them. Some sort of characteristic has been fulfilled. Some sort of condition has been fulfilled, and compensation is forthcoming. And there's a word implied here. There's a word implied here that we all recognize, and that is the word if. If. Life makes much of the word if. Business deals, marriage prospects, scorekeeping in marriage, employment, friendship, any human interaction is marked by the word if. You know, I will marry you if you are good looking, if you make a good living, if you come from a prominent family, if you are well connected. I will be your friend if you unceasingly affirm me. Now that's mine. That's my condition. If your credentials are reasonably awesome. If you can get me into the social circle that I want to be in. I will work with you if you maximize shareholder value. If you bring in financing. And if you expand my market share. If. The word if says a lot about the object of love. In that transaction, the object of love is not a person. The object of love is a trait, is an action, is a condition. If really loves physical beauty, money, social prominence, being seen as elite, being in the inner circle, success and power. If really loves a sense of pleasure, a sense of control, of comfort, and of well-being. But for the bearer, for the one who is expected to produce this condition, it creates fear and it creates anxiety because they must continually produce that quality or that condition in order to attract and keep love. If that condition is fulfilled, love will be forthcoming. So if is a ubiquitous mark on human life, and it applies to all realms of where we are. But what if were removed? What if the answer was, yes, I want to marry you? What if the answer was, yes, I want to be your friend? What if the answer was, yes, I want to work with you? How does that change things? What would your reaction be? Are we so conditioned by the presence of if that we miss the very nature of love completely? Do we miss the very quality of love? Are we so conditioned by it that we hold it in suspicion Do we call it risky? Do we call it irresponsible? Well, that is what this conference is about. The removal and the ultimate defeat of the if in love, especially God's love. The risk of the removal of the if, the risk of grace this weekend.